As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Like this throw right here. It's Adams again! The connection and the touchdown! 73 yards!
Violent. Go get it. Don't let nothing stop you. Gotta fight for everything.
It's Hogan Johns.
It's really cool just to see how much the city of Chicago, you know, the Bears organization, the Bears fans, show love to a family that they barely even know. It is amazing. I love it.
From NBC Sports Chicago, it's Adam Ho.
There's no ducking anybody in the NFL. No. It's like the Lions still have NFL players.
And from the Athletic, it's Adam Johns.
You know, hasn't Justin Fields done enough to at least pique your interest to see what he can do? With them too.
It's the Adams.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Hogan Johns.
The Adams converge. And we are underway.
What's up? Welcome in. Hogan Johns with you from Nashville, Tennessee on YouTube, wherever you listen to your podcast as well, if you're not watching us on video. But we are coming to you post game from Justin Fields' final preseason game. Season, and now we don't know the next time we'll see him.
Yeah, what a tease. What a way to end his preseason. Just a dynamic throw that I wrote this in my lead on The Athletic. You read it soon. Andy Dalton doesn't make that throw, Adam. Doesn't even try to attempt it, and that's where we are. Justin Fields is immensely talented, and he's not your starting quarterback right now.
It's so many things about that one touchdown, and honestly, Justin didn't have that many opportunities to prove himself tonight. The offense wasn't really getting going. I don't know how much was on the quarterback. Really seemed like more of the offensive line, but they only had 14 plays until they ran that 2-minute drill.
Rodney Adams didn't get his feet in. And third down, like, it wasn't a perfect pass, but that's where you need your receiver to make a play for you.
But he made the most of that one play, that one throw to Jesper Horsted, which is the one you're talking about. And there's just, there's so many different elements to that like Andy Dalton just doesn't give you. And it's, like, not even his fault. He's just, we've talked about this. You're just not Justin Fields, right? He's just so deadly outside the pocket. Like, once you lose contain on him, and then Matt Nagy talked about postgame, his ability to keep his eyes downfield as he's running. It's very impressive. And then to just uncork a throw on the money, and I thought it was funny because Jesper Horsted said, like, nobody else could have caught that except for me. Oh, and the other teammate behind me. Like, so there was two.
Actually, the placement was perfect.
It was good for two offensive players, but no defensive players.
Yeah, and it's just impressive to hear him talk about it. Justin Fields, I'm talking about. The way he described the play. He saw the defenders back to him. It's like the things he's seen, right? It just moves so slow with him. And I know using the word slow gets blown out of proportion, but you know what? On that play, it looked very slow to him because the way he described it, right? He sees the defender in man coverage with his back towards him. Jesper Horsted's in a scramble rule, scramble drill, going downfield as he's scrambling. Just a perfect pass. Like, you can't throw it any better than that.
Yeah, and the ability to extend plays. Justin was talking about how he just had coaches tell him, you know, over and over again throughout his career that, you know, as you run, if you could stay behind the line of scrimmage, you're extending the play. You're giving your receivers a better chance of getting open because it's just so hard to cover that long. So instead of just bolting and taking off, see if you can find somebody. So those eyes downfield, making the throw, it was one play. It was one play within one preseason game, but it seemed to just reinforce. And what I put in my column on NBCSportsChicago.com, he's ready. Yeah. Like, he just is. He's ready to play in a regular season game. That's the logical next step. Unfortunately, it just doesn't sound like that's what's going to happen.
No, they're going to play it out with this plan. It's just, it's what you need from quarterbacks nowadays. And you see, like, that type of play is what you see from Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, like starting quarterbacks that are athletic, mobile, and can make those pinpoint passes. It just gives you more offense. It may sound like so obvious, but that's not the play call.
Yeah.
Plays break down. Defenses win. They can win snaps too. And sometimes you need your quarterback to be your best playmaker on the field. And that's a perfect example of your quarterback being the best playmaker on the field. You just saw it. We all saw it. That's Justin Fields taking that moment over.
I think it was an example of a number of things. And what I ended up writing about post-game, if you check it out, I'm not going to go through all 10 reasons, but it's 10 reasons why he's ready now.
Yeah.
And like probably three or four of those could be in that one play, because it's the one of them that I feel pretty good about is the fact that he's going to make the offensive line better. So, like, all this talk about how you can't put him behind that O-line right now because Aaron Donald's in week one, like, Andy Dalton's going to get killed worse because he can't move as well. I mean, let's be fair. Andy Dalton actually can move, like, more than Nick Foles, but he can't do the things that Justin Fields can do. And once you do get out of the pocket, he's, as he showed you on that play, so much better. Now, what defenses will do to counteract that, if Fields is on the field, is make sure they don't lose contain. Well, all of a sudden, that takes pressure off the O-line because they're not coming as hard. It impacts how you blitz. It impacts how you rush. It impacts how you cover on the back end. And it's all going to be harder to defend the Bears' offense with Justin Fields. So that's just two reasons right there alone. I mean, it makes the offensive line better. It also makes it harder for the defenses to game plan against you.
It expands your offense.
It goes back to my 10th and final reason, which was he just gives you a better chance to win the game.
Isn't that what it comes down to?
It is.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to keep this in context as best I can. Like, that drive did not come against the Titans regulars. Like, there was a bunch of backups on the field. You got the pass interference, which is actually a good throw and a good attempt by him, because he put that play, or that ball, that pass attempt over the defender's head, where, again, he describes it, right? I know they're playing man. I know it's the preseason where they're playing more man. And he had his back turned to me.
And I actually thought it was a little bit of a weak call.
Yeah.
But those are the calls you get when the ball placement is good.
Yes, yes, yes. When the defender's not turning around, he runs to the receiver. That's what you had. Look, we still haven't seen him. I'm trying to offer context here, but, like, it gets difficult sometimes. Context that the, like, what Matt Nagy wants, right? Like, he wants this plan to play itself out. For whatever reason, I do feel like, if you listen to what he says, that he's like, there's like an internal struggle going on. Like, he's excited too.
It's almost something that you actually have to, it's kind of why I asked him post game, has Justin made it more difficult on you? Because it's almost something you have to see in Matt Nagy's face.
The answer is yes.
Because he's definitely made it harder to answer the question.
Yes, yes.
And to sell this plan. Because
And he's been consistent with this, I don't know, vibe or whatever this feeling he gives off. Even going back to the first preseason game, where we knew it was as vanilla as can't be with the Dolphins. But you know what? Justin Fields played well. Matt Nagy was excited afterwards. He seemed to open the door up for potential, at least more reps with the ones. It didn't really happen, but there seems to be an internal struggle going on. I don't know how that's going to work for him, because I think some of the limitations of Dalton are going to play out rather early. I think the Bears will see that they need their best playmaker on the field. They need their best playmaker to be their quarterback. But, yeah, there's something going on with Matt Nagy, and I will call it an internal struggle.
One of the other reasons, and I think this is actually an underrated reason, don't you owe it to your defense? This is a defense. Like, I'm talking about guys like Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith. They've been here for the last 3 years since Matt Nagy got here. And they have had to carry this team. We've talked about it week in and week out during the season. They are on the field more than the offense, because they have to be, because the offense doesn't sustain drives. And they hardly ever get to play with a lead. It's easier to play defense when you have a lead.
Yeah.
It's easier to go after teams when you know that they're throwing, because they're playing from behind. It's always the Bears playing from behind. So don't you owe it to the defense?
Well, that's part of the storyline. That's one of the storylines I think it's worth watching, is if Andy Dalton struggles, I think Matt Nagy owes it to the locker room to put in Justin Fields. Just listen to the players. Jesper Horsted, what, the power?
The power of Justin Fields.
The power of Justin Fields. Like, it's like he's a superhero or something.
But
I'm exaggerating a little bit here, but like, so many players have praised him, young, old, you know, new guys, guys who've been here for 3 years, guys who just got here in May. Like, they all see it. They all feel it. They've been around. Some of these guys have been around and played with different quarterbacks, played against different quarterbacks. Like, Justin Fields brings a different, something different. Like, it's something, it's intangibles, it's the natural arm talent, it's the calmness, it's the poise. There's so many things going on that just feel right about Justin Fields. And so to go back to your conversation about the defense, at some point I think Matt Nagy owes it to his entire locker room to play his best quarterback.
Yeah, and I just feel like we've reached that moment that Nagy talked about. I think it was the last day of the draft. It was May 1st, I believe, the last day of the draft when they talked at the end. And I think you actually were the one to ask the question along the lines of, like, when you'll know he's ready. And he gave that answer of, like, everyone will know it.
Yeah.
Everyone will see it. Justin will know it. You'll know it. We'll know it. And it's like,
yeah.
God, I don't know.
Are we starting to know it? Like, you're
I get it, too, because the last thing you want to do is set expectations too high, because you never know how these players are going to react until they get in the building, until they actually face an NFL team in a preseason game. That's why each one of these steps we've been talking about on this podcast over the last few months, and especially the last few weeks, these have been tests, but the dude just keeps passing them.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're like me, an outfit, good or bad, can impact your entire day. Wearing a starchy shirt, that just doesn't feel good. You're not comfortable. It's hard to look good and feel good at the same time. But that's where Roan comes in, because men's closets were due for a radical reinvention, and Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile set of products known to man. They have products for every occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers. They look great as individual pieces that work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric is breathable, flexible, and works everywhere from your commute to work to even the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. My favorite Roan shirt is this white dress shirt. Looks like a dress shirt, but it also looks casual at the same time. It's got anti-odor technology. They call it Gold Fusion. And it doesn't get wrinkled. It stays fresh and clean all day long. No lingering odors or anything like that. The Commuter Collection is easy to care for while staying fresh and odor-free. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday, straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/Adam. Use promo code Adam to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to Roan. That's rhone.com/Adam. Use code Adam. It is time to find your corner office comfort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
There's guys like Jesse James. Like, let's just look at it this way. This guy was signed right before training camp opened. He did not play in his final preseason game. Why? Yeah. Because he made the team. You know how he made the team? By being impressive on the field with Justin Fields. Like, that's where it started. He's raising the level of play with the players that are playing with him. I use that word play a lot, but it's just true. It's just so evident for me. We never saw this from Mitch Trubisky. Like, we've never talked about guys like Rodney Adams this much. At this level of seriousness. Like, we all have our camp favorites and whatnot, but this is different. It's felt different from the beginning. That's why guys like Jesse James make the team. They don't play in this third preseason game.
Yeah. So I've been getting messages that we talk about the quarterbacks too much.
Ah.
Yeah. Even though it's the biggest story the Bears have had.
Like, ever.
Yeah. But this was the fourth preseason game, so here's your opportunity to hear about some of these guys. I mean, what stood out to you tonight? Obviously, this is the Jesper Horsted game.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns. The first one, I think, was more Justin Fields. Still kind of a tough catch.
Still got to make it, yeah.
The one-handed grab from Nick Foles was great.
Impressive.
Then he adds the third one.
He's on my 53.
Yeah.
If Ryan Pace is looking at my projected roster, he's already on.
He's also a key special team player.
Yeah.
And by the way, they did seem to fix the punt coverage tonight, which was
good. Yeah, well, you had some of the guys who were projected to be in there.
Yeah, I think they found more of the regular core tonight, Jesper Horsted being one of those guys. So I think he makes the team. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to keep four tight ends. It's just a valuable position for Matt Nagy's offense. If you're comparing him and J.P. Holtz, I mean, you saw it tonight. Jesper Horsted just gives you a little bit more offense.
Yeah.
The offensive line. I'm not saying give them a pass, but this is the first time we've seen them in their entirety, like the projected starting offensive line.
Yeah.
And yeah, they had some bad moments. Jermaine Ifedi, he allowed a sack, and Justin Fields, not good. Don't let him get hit. But like,
to your point, he just returned to practice a few days ago.
And Jason Peters just got here. Like, and this is the first time they're all playing together. They needed this. They needed to get beat. Yeah, I don't know how high their ceiling is, but they needed to play together. They needed some live competition where it's just not backups. They played against some of the Titans starters tonight. They needed today.
Yeah, and let's be clear, at least on my end, I still have major concerns about the offensive
line. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They still need to prove themselves. I'm just not willing to go all doomsday based on this five in particular, based on what we saw tonight, because I do think that it was, and it wasn't the guys on the interior that you really saw the issues with. Although I think as a whole, it could have been better, especially with some of the runs. I think Nagy was trying to test the offensive line early just as much as he was trying to test his rookie quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. I would even say more so the offensive line with him saying he wanted to get the run game going. But that's for the offensive line.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Justin Fields also helps get the running game going with all that stuff I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. You don't have your best receivers out there, so there's you like Rodney Adams, guy who was on the bubble, makes one key third down reception, and then his elbow falls out in the other. You know, in terms of getting more plays for the offense, that one stands out to me. I still think I would take him over Riley Ridley. Other decisions. It was interesting to see Danny Trevathan and Eddie Goldman playing. I don't think that has anything to do with the roster status. Absolutely not. But
no, they need to play.
They need to play. They haven't played all preseason.
Yeah. No, I think Nagy's come around on the idea that the vets have to play at least a little bit.
Yeah,
with maybe some exceptions, like Jimmy Graham's probably cool, Allen Robinson's probably cool. But when you have guys like Danny Trevathan, who, let's be honest, like didn't look as fast last year, and then he's been out, he's missed some time. Eddie Goldman.
He had an interception today.
Yeah, he had the interception, and he promptly ran out of bounds because he knew it was the preseason. but still, I actually thought he showed somewhat of a burst.
Yeah.
There was a play before that he made a really nice tackle, I thought, and he looked like full-speed Danny Trevathan to me. Eddie Goldman, obviously sat out last year, gets COVID, has a back issue, like. And by the way, Eddie Goldman looked great, I thought.
Yeah.
Like, the few snaps he was in there, he looked like Eddie Goldman. I thought the Bears did the right thing. I'm like, okay, he's Eddie Goldman. Let's get him out, like, because he's going to be a key part. So, I think the fact that Alec Ogletree did not play. Now, there are some rare cases where you actually sit veterans like that because you don't want them to get hurt.
Like the Marvin Hall rule?
Because then you owe them money if they get hurt. I don't think that's the case with Alec Ogletree or Jesse James. I do think that those are two guys that have come in and earned roster spots. But it's just something to keep in mind if for some reason there is a surprise cut in there. I do think, there's some tough decisions that have to be made. Like Ryan Nall, he's a key special teamer. But I think I saw in your guys' 53, it had a cut over.
Yeah, there's some different roster maneuvering you have to do because of Tevin Jenkins and I'm guessing there's going to be some other potentially injured guys where you can move around.
One thing to keep in mind, the practice squad rules are the same as last year.
With 16 guys.
Without getting into it too complicated, there's 16 guys, and for the most part, all the rules about veterans and things like you can... The practice squad's incredibly flexible. Mm-hmm. You can pretty much put whoever you want. I think Tyler Bray's actually still on the practice squad from last year.
Still drinking coffee on there. Is stalled out. Yeah. All in the
but if you think about it, so you have 53 plus the 16, right? So you're it's 69 players, which is a
nice
number to have on your roster overall. So that's 11 people you're losing. Now, there will be, usually you end up signing some practice squad players from other teams. You bring them in. But for the most part, I mean, like, you're only letting loose 11 guys. Yeah. Most of these guys on the bubble do clear waivers. And they're going to want to come back here.
Yeah.
Like Jesper Horsted pretty much made it clear he wants to.
Although a game like tonight, though, I will say this. Like, as it kept going on, like the one-handed catch. Like,
yeah, if he gets caught, like, he might
be like stuff like that, like, turns heads. Because that's a highlight reel play that teams may not have usually seen as they're making their own cuts and having their own meetings. And then it's on ESPN. That's on Twitter. Yeah. Like, a scout may see it and think twice about certain
things. And there are scouts at these games.
Yeah, there are. There are. So. Other evaluations, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I feel like certain roster spots are already set. The offensive line has to shake itself up because of certain injuries, but I think I have to rank my concerns. Like, I'm not sure that the cornerback spot opposite Jalen Johnson or the nickelback spot are secured by any means, whether it's Duke Shelley, Kendall Vildor, Desmond Trufant. You know, he'll come back eventually. What do you do there? He's been away with his family, but like... Like, what happens? I don't think they have answers there. I think there's more concerns and questions than potential, you know, players who could play, you know, like an entire season. There's problems there.
I think that's, to me, the two big negatives of training camp. I mean, obviously the one big positive is that your rookie quarterback who you drafted looks phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and we're used to always having the couch things. Like, we kind of do a Trubisky. Oh, he's learning. He's a project. But it's like, this dude looks like he's ready.
Yeah.
So that's obviously the big positive and the most important storyline, which is why we've talked about it so much. But to me, the two big concerns and negatives from this whole training camp preseason is that the two big questions to me outside of the quarterback spot were the offensive line and the corner opposite Jalen Johnson. And I don't really feel like either's been resolved.
No. I could already see the Rams formulating a game plan to attack whoever that is. It could be Artie Burns. It could be Desmond Trufant. Yeah. It could be Vildor. Because there's not an answer there, in my opinion. I don't think the Bears... They played a lot. Vildor played a lot. Shelley played, like, almost the entire game. Yeah. Various spots. But, like, they're testing these guys. Because I don't think neither of them have earned that starting spot. At least where the Bears feel comfortable with them playing every single snap against an opponent.
Yeah. I agree. I just... And so sometimes they show flashes, and then sometimes there's like a really bad missed tackle, or like, I think Shelley took a weird angle tonight on one play. And
there was a couple plays where you were like Shelley specifically, you see him trailing a receiver who now has the ball in his hand. Like, how do you gain that separation? You know,
Vildor too, I feel like he's been picked on a little bit the last couple weeks.
Yeah, rightfully so though. They have to get tested, but.
And you saw Matt Barkley start this game, and I can't even remember who the second quarterback was. So,
no. Hold on, I'll look
Logan
it up.
Logan something?
Whiteside?
Logan Whiteside? I think he plays for the Miami Heat or something.
Keep talking.
Like, the point is, like, they were not...
Woodside.
There you go. Logan Woodside. They were not going up against guys that really scare you or should be threatened.
No.
Like, we're talking about a pretty big gap between Logan Woodside and Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, they weren't trying to tackle Derrick Henry tonight either. Yeah. Or chase down AJ Brown. So
exactly. So all right, well, what's next? Cuts. We'll see how this all shakes out. You know, for the most part, I feel like most of these decisions are usually made. There's always one or two surprises. Yeah. There will be one guy that slips away that won't be on this roster in a few days.
There'll be additions that you didn't see coming.
Yep. And maybe that's on the offensive line. Maybe there's somebody in there. Although the amount of bodies they have that I know they want to keep around.
Well, then you get
they don't really have room. Yeah,
but you got that 16-man practice squad. Right. You know a few guys will stink through waivers.
Yeah, like I mean, even one of the two draft picks from, like, you could probably get Arlington Hambright back to the practice squad. I would think, even though he ended up playing on the 53 for like 9 games last year. So we'll see how it all shakes out. Matt Nagy basically made it very clear that, you know, once they get through whatever evaluations they need to from this game, which is more on the GM side of things than the Bears, what the coaches need. I mean, the coaches will look at some individual things, make corrections technique-wise. But for the most part, they are jumping into the LA Rams tomorrow. This is going to be a lighter practice week. We do know there's
one padded practice
per
week over the next 2 weeks.
That's how it is during the regular season for the most part. And conditioning, strength and conditioning stuff he said would be this week. They're going to get Labor Day weekend off, some time to unwind before they come back next week, and then it's game week. So
it's here. Telling you, man. It goes fast.
It did go fast, but also at the same time, it's like, all right, finally.
Yeah. You know, real football?
Real football. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But appreciate you guys being with us throughout the preseason. It's been fun being back at these games, being back on the road for the first time in a long time. Always like having our podcast on the road. I like coming to Tennessee.
Yeah. Great town.
Nashville's a little too crazy for me today with the whole pandemic and stuff, but still.
Great town.
Nashville's awesome. All right, follow us on Twitter at Adam Hoag, at Adam Johns. Read our post-game reaction. Mine's up at NBCSportsChicago.com. 10 reasons why Justin Fields is ready now. Right damn now.
He looked it.
And your winner you got.
The power of Justin Fields.
There you go.
On The Athletic.
The power of Justin Fields on The Athletic. The power of Adam Johns and Kevin Fishbane on The Athletic as well. TheAthletic.com/HoagandJohns. Check out our YouTube channel. You can be watching us here. At Nissan Stadium, if you're just listening in your car, that's cool too. We like you doing that, but it is available on YouTube. Find the Hoag and Johns YouTube channel. Subscribe, hit the notification button. We appreciate you. T-shirts up, obviousshirts.com, all that stuff. We will talk to you this coming week. We'll still keep the content coming, even though it's kind of an off
slow week. Yeah.
Slow week. Not for us. We'll bring it back to you.
See ya.
Justin Fields time, baby!
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.